Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Cheryl Strauss-Einhorn is back. She's a great member of our Brain Trust, media consultant, award-winning journalist, an educator. She's an adjunct professor at Columbia University. She's the author of a number of books, including a brand new one that we're going to launch today about how to do the research on investing in a financial or a business project. Cheryl Einhorn, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Good to have you back. Congratulations on your book. Just out right now, right?
Thank you. Yes, tomorrow is the actual official publication date, and I'm very excited about this new book because, as you said, this book is about financial and investment decisions, which I think we all have in our lives, and yet how you actually conduct the research to make a financial and investment decision has been a big gap in the literature. There are books that deal with real specific, like earnings quality, and then there are books on sort of broader themes like, let's say, value investing. But until now, I don't think there's really been a book that holds your hand step by step into what does it look like? What's the research that you have to do to make a financial or investment decision?
Well, one of the things that we learned, we've talked about on the show for 21 years, is when you're doing business planning, and you know, a business plan doesn't have to be about starting a business. It could be about adding a new product or changing your marketing strategy or acquiring a new unit or something. It could be a business planning could be for a lot of different things. And over the years, one of the things we've talked about with the experts on the show is you if you decide that you need to make a change or make an acquisition or take advantage of an opportunity or whatever, the first thing you do is you go to the financials. And if you when you have narrative, you build a narrative around the financials. You go there first. Because if you can't fund it, if the financials don't work, you have no narrative. What do you think?
I think that's exactly right. AREA, which is the acronym for my decision-making system that you and I have been able to discuss on this show, recommends a specific way, though.
Remind the audience what that stands for.
So AREA is absolute research when you're getting close up on the target of your decision. Relative is the next concentric circle of information. Its sources somehow connected to the target of your decision. The E's in AREA are about getting beyond document-based sources. And AREA E exploration is about interviewing, asking the right people the right questions. Exploitation then gives you some creative exercises to help you confront your cognitive biases, assumptions, and judgments as a decision maker. And then the final A, analysis, helps you put the research back together. And so it's a perspective-taking system. And the reason why it's built on perspective-taking is that that gives you a beautiful two-for-one. It pushes you out of your own perspective so you can better understand the incentives and motives of the other stakeholders. And it gives you a chance to also assess your assumptions and judgments and to question them with evidence.
And it also advocates for the non-romantic side of a small business decision, Cheryl, because you and I both know you've seen the stars in the eyes of small business owners when they start thinking about adding a new product or having the opportunity to pick up a new vendor that has a product that everybody wants or whatever, some new invention that they've come up with. We've seen the stars in their eyes, haven't we? That's the romantic side. God bless them for that. We need that. If you don't believe in that, you're not going to do any, you're not going to be successful. But what your method does and this kind of analysis does is it's the counterbalance to that romantic side. It's the left brain side that says, okay, dude, okay, cowboy, slow down a little bit, and let's make sure this works. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely right, because it's about what does it actually look like to build your confidence and your conviction in whatever you have stars in your eyes for, and when do you pause in the process? I think a lot of times also we're consistently thinking about gathering information and then in the rush to make the decision based on that information. And Aria also recognizes that you need strategic stops that can really help you chunk your learning and make your work for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is so important, because I don't know how many times I've seen this, Cheryl, where an otherwise successful entrepreneur, successful business owner, someone who had the ability to create something from nothing, lost their entire business because they thought they were great at one thing and they'd be great at something else. They didn't do the analysis like we're talking about now, and they lost it all because they went off on some romantic notion that they were better than the numbers, that they could overcome the numbers. And I do believe there's an element of force that an entrepreneur can put into a project and make it work, but it's only on the margins. That force is only on the margins. It's not a foundation for making the project work. What do you think?
I think that's exactly right, because what you're talking about really is how you're able to size up the risk that you're taking. And the other thing is really recognizing that different types of people have a different tolerance for risk. And in some of your projects, you may be willing to take higher risk than you might normally do, but you should really be able to go in with eyes wide open. And you should be able to say, I understand the risks, and I am considering how to shore up some of the weaknesses so that I can increase the likelihood that the decision is going to work out well for me or for my company or for both.
Or it could show you that you're on the right track. It could show you got the right yo-yo. You just may have the wrong string, right? I mean, maybe you've been thinking, I'm going to go in this direction. I'm going to move in this new direction, and it's going to all be blue. And then the analysis says, no, it's not blue. It's red. It's the same stuff, but it's red. I'm being a little facetious, but it'll tell you that's what the analysis will do for you, folks. And I know how romantic you can be about making these decisions, because I've been there, I am there. But you got to balance the stars in your eyes with a financial analysis, and that's what Cheryl helps you with all of her books, especially her new one, Investing in Financial Research. We're going to get into some specifics after the break. 28, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.